we would say, oh, not very far. They have stores, few stores over there. And this one guy, they have this kebab guys outside. They have a little thing, and they cook them on there. You go over there and stand by there, and they ask them for a shish kebab, you know, making shish kebab. And the palakats, you know, and you put them in that thing, put the onions and parsley and everything in there, and give it to you. And then they sell ayran, and just, you know, tahan. And if we get that, everybody over there talk Arabic.
But in school they talk Turkish.
In school they talk Turkish.
Okay, now, the man asked you, the teacher asked you if you had a sister, how did he know?
Well, they didn't ask me. They just asked me, you know.
If you had a sister.
And I didn't know what they asked. I said, what do you mean I got a teacher? I asked the teacher, so what do you mean I got a sister? Oh, he says, we got a letter. He says, from your sister, he says, they want to know that they could take you from the school to take them over there with them. Oh, I said, okay. They come and ask questions, and they says, you want to, what your mother's name, what your father's name, what your sister's name, and you have other brothers, you have other sister. And I told them all what I had. I told them the doo-doo, you know, they were here. And I said, over here, I got the sister. And I says, hi, group. I said, we left them in her in the school. He said, yeah, I know. She says, okay. Now, says, you go the same. He says, when I got here from them, and I'll let you know. Okay. And meantime, we've got these German, not German, English coming in, they said, and the French coming in, and anybody that want the kids, they said, the kids want to go with the England, the soldiers, they will adopt you, take you England. They adopt you, take you France. So this Hagop right away, he says, let's go. He says, let's get out of here. I said, okay, let's get out of here. So meantime, and the order come that months before, they picked 200 kids to take them out of there, bring down Dörtyo.
Where's that?
That's
in Turkey.
Orphanage. Orphanage up there. And he says, do you, when you go over there, he says, this be taken care of by England. He says, England's going to pay for everything. He's got a big building. And he says, your kids going to have all the clothes and eat and schooling. Armenian schooling. And he says, anybody want to go? And he says, you know, let us know, we'll send you. Meantime, they pick this up. Everybody wants to say, I want to go Dörtyo, you know.
And you said you wanted to go?
I want to go. So we went there, 200 kids, and they put us in the train. And we got the Dörtyo in this great big building. And we sleep upstairs and go to school down the bottom. And meantime, so they had your letter. School had the letter. And went up there and asked the teacher, I said, say teacher, you asked me about the my sister or somebody. He says, yes, but he says, we're waiting for an answer.
I guess they sent to you that this is the, he said his name is, his mother, my sister's name, and all that stuff. So, he says, when it comes back, he says, we'll let you know. Okay. So we start over there, and they learning, then they put a stricture. One kid, they give us one kid every six, talk Armenian. This kid, Armenian, talk Armenian. We have to learn what the kid would say, Armenian. We have to repeat it so we can learn. Yeah. And he explains what that is each one time. So that's why I learned the Armenian at the school. And we started learning about 3 months, 3 months or so. And everybody in the school talking Armenian, no Turkish. And meantime, learning the, we see we go in everyday school in there, read and write Armenian and everything. And they had a couple of women folks take care of us, give us a bath every week, give us a bath, and all these 200 kids. And there was about around 18 or 20 women give us a bath and shower, wash our hair and all that stuff. We sit in the tub, and round tub, and sit in there, and they pour the water on your head and put a soap on you and wash it up. And meantime, over there, this Agop over there says, hey, he said, you're not going, are you? I said, I don't know, Agop. I says, they haven't come. And in the meantime, this English guy and a French guy come over there, and they brought us clothes to wear. English brought English type of clothes, and the French brought French type of clothes. And each one's saying that, now I got two daughters, and the other one say, I got two daughters, your kids can come over there, I got horses you can ride. And the Englishman said that every day, he said, you ride the horses, you go out in the country, and you have a good time, and all right. And Hagop says, okay, but the Frenchman offered us more, and he had two daughters, and he says, and then 2 days later, he come back with his pictures, daughter's pictures, his ranch, where the in France, he showed us, see there, this says, here's
is
my...
Is this a soldier is doing this to you?
Yeah.
A soldier?
Soldier doing this. They're not the actual soldiers, they're like
volunteers.
French
legionnaires.
Legionnaires, and the the officers. See,
yeah.
Because they got more money than the soldier gets.
Soldiers, yeah.
Generals, yeah. And so forth. Anyway, we try and decide. Me and Hago says which one to go. Well, I said we go to France. He offered us more. In the second or third day, he brought us the clothes, French clothes, hat and everything, brought us over there. I said, this is see, Hagop? I said, this is good. But the Englishman didn't bring nothing yet. But he comes every day, tell us about what's going on. I said, well, I says, I think the Frenchman is okay. We go to France. Okay, we may decide. And meantime, I think this was 2 weeks past, and teacher called me again. He says, come on, we got a letter again. He says, your sister. Yeah? He says, this is your sister, and give her your name and everything. And she's married, and she wants you over there, and she's going to send the fair, he says, two mesh there. That was too much that you folks give, going to give
no,
to school.
No, $30 or something. We had to pay for your keep the time when they kept you over there. Not no too much there. We had to pay. They said that they had you, they were keeping you there for how long? I don't know. One month, 2 months, whatever. And then see for his keep, you had to pay, they said. $30 or 30 Majdia or something.
Turkish
plus,
money.
Yeah, Turkish money. Plus 5 Majdia or something for your clothes. Plus, we have to provide the transportation.
Yeah.
Either you do that or you send the money so much, I don't know how much you send. Then we send it with our freight, train or something. And then, so that's what they said.
Yeah.
Either they send, you send clothes so he can wear, I don't know what size he wears, or we'll, you pay the for the clothes he has on.
But they didn't tell me that.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
They
course.
Just told me that.
Of course they didn't tell you that.
They didn't tell me a lot of things. But it says...
Yeah, they didn't tell me a lot of things too.
Because it says, this is up to you. If you want to go, or if you don't want to go, you can stay in the school. School will take care of you just the same as before.
Mm-hmm.
But this is up to you because that's your sister. So, and I told the Hagob, I said, I better go because I says, there's no other place. My body being
you know what the school did?
Yeah.
They advertised in Armenian newspapers all the names of the kids who were there. And then they said, if you know any of them, if any of their relatives are living, send for them. The less kids they had on their hands, the better for them.
Yeah.
Because they were going to collect the money.
The cooler
air conditioner?
Yeah, it's going to get hot here.
Yeah, that'll cool me off. That's what they did. So,
but and your neighbor saw his name.
Yeah, my girlfriend at school saw his name, and she came running over. She said, "Isn't this your brother?" I said, "Yeah." And the name, the principal of the school, the manager, the whole thing was written in this paper. And if you know, if any of these belong to you, write to this name and address, and then so you can claim them.
Mm-hmm.
So when Daddy saw that, the principal, Daddy used to know.
Well, the principal of the orphan school?
Orphan school.
Oh.
So he wrote to him and said, you remember me, I'm so and so, and I see your principal of the orphan school, and this boy, Haigaz Kolaksuzian, is my brother-in-law. That's
you
right.
Gave your right name then.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what it was.
That was the only place you used your
right
name.
Yeah, only place, I mean, because that was Armenian.
My sister, and we'd like to have it. So they wrote back, and they said, yeah, okay, we'll send him, provided you send us so much money for his keep that we've kept him here all this time, and then for his clothes and for his transportation. And he'll send them to you. So then he said, sure enough. So he sent them a check. And then they sent him.
They sent him on the train?
Yeah.
On the train, yeah.
And you went down to the train and...
I don't know how we got him.
Can you remember?
I think, no. I think somebody picked me up, took me...
I think some private
took me where they were.
To their house?
It was like there were so many living in a house upstairs, two or three family living upstairs, remember?
Yeah, there was three.
And he says, you went to this door, he says, you go up the steps, up, and he says, one of those houses your sister living in, and he says that you can go. I said, you sure? He said, yeah. So I didn't have nothing to take with me any because there was nothing.
He came, he was in a blue
uniform.
Well, orphanage. Orphanage
school.
Yeah.
Orphanage
school. So my
Miss Towner did the same thing to me when Daddy wanted to marry me. He said, yeah. But he said, she owes us $50. We've been keeping her over here, her room and board. If you give the $50, so we send you.
See, the 50, all those days, everything
that was
cheap.
A lot of money.
A lot of money,
yes.
Yeah.
He said, all right. So until the day he died, he used to always kid me. You remember, you cost me $50.
It cost me more than that.
Two cents.
More than that.
Anyway, let's get back. Just a minute now.
So anyway, they put me in a train, and I come over to sisters. And I...
Where were you?
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, how did he look? How many years had gone by?
Yeah, I was wondering.
I don't know how many years.
I would say... No,
he
it was 18.
Anga was a year old.
That's
right.
Well,
that would be 19. She was born in 1918,
yeah.
December.
Yeah.
So you
it was 19. That would be 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
She was a year old, and when he came, well, there is somebody else in the house. She was a year old,
yeah.
And she
say,
wouldn't let him touch the high chair she was sitting on.
She would say,
she'd
like
hit
this
his,
all
the
time. The
minute he'd put his hand on there, she'd hit him. Go away.
Well, anyway, now wait a minute. How did, when you saw him, did he come up the stairs of the house? Or
yeah, he came up the
and
stairs.
And you knew that too? That's
well,
not
I
a,
knew he was coming sometime,
yeah.
But I didn't know which day.
But when
day.
You saw this
yeah.
kid,
I
he took some. He took some time because they said that they send the money, but they said that when we're ready, we'll let you know.
Uh-huh.
See. And meantime, this Frenchman, coming over there, and Hago said, "Let's be, and you're gonna go with the Frenchman, having a good time." Over there, and I says, yeah, but I got sister. I said, I'm not gonna go. I said, I don't know how this Frenchman is going. He's telling us not everything now, but
yeah.
when you go over there, maybe trees are rough.
Uh-huh.
We gotta work, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I said, I don't know what to do.
Story,
but
yeah.
I said, I'm gonna go anyway, go with my sister. And he was disappointed. Anyway, after. When over there, we went to Scandero, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And the school was going to Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
All the kids come out of the Scandero, when the ship come up there, they let them come out and visit in town.
I don't remember.
And, yeah, and well, he wasn't there.
You saw Hargo then?
Yeah. He hug up, he says, run over there and says, hey, ain't you, to me, he says, ain't you high guys? I says, yes. I says, you're hug up. I says, what are you doing here? He says, we're going to Hala.
So how come the Frenchman didn't take him?
They were in Turkey. He didn't go because he didn't want to go all by himself.
He was afraid.
He was afraid. I didn't go. He gave up. He says, I didn't go either. I said, didn't you go over there? You should go over there. He says, I didn't know if he went over there. He says, if he didn't treat me right, he says, I couldn't do nothing anyway. This way, he says, I'm in the orphan school. I know what I'm doing.
That's
so
right.
he went to Jerusalem. They sent him to Jerusalem, the whole school. That school over
now
there.
Now tell us about the man, about the cook that you met in Istanbul.
Huh? Oh, the man in the Istanbul, when I was there in the going to thing, when I was working at the Gumrik, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
Where he has Mick Dixon those rugs.
Yeah.
See? And I was over there.
I slept.
And I saw the this guy, little short guy coming down the street. And I run over there and I told him, I says, "Hey, where are you going?" And he looked at me, he says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm here." I says, "This is the first time I see you here. I've been here," I says, "almost a year now, over my sisters." And I said, "They're here." And I said, "I'm working over up here repairing rugs." Yeah, he says, "I come." He says, "And after the war was over," he says, "the Turks brought me here." So he says, "I'm cooking up here."
You're still cooking for them.
Still cooking for that general. He says, "They treat me right and they pays good."
Yeah.
See, they give him Turkish money.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "What could I do?" And he says, "Maybe pretty soon I get married and so forth." And I said, "Well, that's good." So he went, and I went to up there and work.
Good ending, the story ending.
Yeah, really, it's a happy ending. Isn't that a nice
happy
ending?
You see, but this, see,
really,
very.
See, whole thing in the beginning and the end. There's a lot of thing to it, because I don't say a lot of things because it takes long.
I guess.
Yeah.
You cannot put in words your feelings.
That's
no,
right.
You
can only describe the condition.
But even so, we're not going to say that it was so that it was so complex that you can't say it in a word or two.
You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly can't give it a true.
No. Like
you see, when you were asking, you were asking
your feelings into
wasn't your sister
like
with you? No, I wasn't. When the war broke out. When the Turks announced that they were going to send Armenians to the desert, to the exile, then I went and told Mr. I was going to school. And I told Miss Fenner, I said, you know, they're going to send us away, my father and my brother. And she said, "Oh, I don't want you to go," she said. "The United States is not at war. So you can come and stay in school here with us." So I went and told my mother. I said, "That's what Miss Thomas said." "Oh, that's good," she said. "Then you can stay in school. At least we know you will be safe."
That's right.
So I packed up my things and I went to
school.
And then how were you separated from your mother?
Well, from there they took an exile, and they had them. The cows pulling the carts, and they took us way out to some between Russia and Turkey border, Cherkess. That one I call Cherkess. You see,
Cossacks.
You know, and they had a give us the camps. They put us to give us the camps. There was a great big camps, all Armenians. But the food was so short. They give you bread and everything, but not much of food. Well, people was all starving to death. Every day, 10, 15, we die. They bury every day. So my father stayed in the bed 5 days. Well, they used to give us a half loaf of bread for 3 hours, and they give us oil, olive oil, in a little cup, and we eat that salt, a little salt and olive oil, dip that bread in olive oil, and eat it. Because the olive oil would give you strength, you know, in your system. And that's all they would give it.
And I thought you said one time that after this Kurd picked you up, then the next day you went to see if your mother was there, but you see they were all dead. You could see a lot of bones.
Yeah, that was on before. See?
Yeah, before you run away from the
Run away from the Kurds.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of things.
That's how come he knew.
That they would get in the Armenians, you know,
yeah,
killing the people.
Yeah, my father died of starvation, he said.
Yeah.
But my mother was killed.
Yeah.
He saw.
Actually, see, when I went over there with those Kurds, and I saw these things, but actually, I don't know if they killed my mother or not.
Yeah.
Don't know. But there was things like that going on over there.
The
it's nothing but nothing but the desert.
Oh.
See, no trees, no nothing. Even you stayed up there, nobody touched you anything. You starved to death. See, I don't know what happened to me.
I remember the 1908 massacre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1980, I was little then, 4 years old.
They were all sent where?
Sent to the desert.
Oh.
Yeah, they went with us. They went with us.
Sister,
yeah.
See, that was my mother's sister. That's Antimacha's mother.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sister and her daughter, who was her sister,
mm-hmm.
and her brother. They all were sent with.
But you don't know whatever happened to them?
No, because they send us one way, they send them the other way.
Uh-huh.
See, which they separate us.
And Rocky ever hear from them?
No, never hear from them. Because the thing was, there was washroom was desert. There was a town near the desert. Over there, they didn't leave nobody. They just killed them, that's
uh-huh.
all.
Uh-huh.
But the place we went, we thought, you know, it would be good. They tell the way they were telling. But when they took our clothes
yeah.
From us, you know, so the mother was the thing that he says, you know.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough. I don't
know.
Yeah.
It
don't do any good.
It don't do any good anyway. It's
cold.
I'm trying to lose weight. Just because I got into dress today.
Don't mean that you can go all out and eat cake.
Yeah.
Don't bring any, Peggy.
I'll take some.
Not for me. Go bring it for Bill.
Thank you.
Your husband's gonna trim down with the cake.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good pose. That's a really a good pose.
I don't know how to turn it off.
Isakian must be about high galaxy. She claims it's what they tell her, what she was, you know, exiled during the war, First World War, that she remembers different things that has happened in Turkey.
You want to shut this off now?
No, that's all right.
We had enough, you know, two hours, more than that, almost three hours.
Wow.
First we heard an hour and a half on that,
Then
he's been talking
and
two
you
hours.
You didn't play the second one, did you? No.
This one here
he's
gonna
keep it.
Goes 90 minutes, 45 minutes on each side.
Well,
so there's about an hour and 20 minutes on it.
Well, he covered the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, he used it all up.
Well, we'll give it to Peggy Ann and she'll write a book about it.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be nice. She's a writer in the family.
Yeah.
A nice novel.
You know, these things like that could make a good story. You got to be somebody that knows how to write them.
Yeah.
See?
Somebody that knows how to use words.
Words,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Because
that's right.
She is
there's a lot of books.
She's a
She's gifted for that.
Gifted.
Yeah. See, there's a lot of books on the stores about this
everybody stories, has written a book.
Stories and all that. They're selling it.
Sure.
There's small ones and $2, $3, $4, $5.
Yeah.
And $10.
For 10,
yeah.
She's thanked me many times for giving her the jeans to write.
Yeah.
Yes. I gave her all my jeans, most of them.
Bill Johnson.
That's which one is that?
Well, naturally.
Huh? Not this one.
That's my daughter that's a writer.
This one?
Helen?
Yeah.
No, Peggy Ann's the writer.
Peggy Ann wrote the book.
Peggy Ann wrote the book.
Yeah.
And she's thanked me so many times.
I'm not believing it.
For just saying, thank you, Dad, for giving me all those jeans.
Oh, really, Bill? I'm on.
Bill,
That was Brian on the phone.
Up on them.
Yeah. What did he say?
Brian,
I don't want to.
I got a little piece in it. Let me give this to
him. I didn't get it.
This is not a plan.
Say it. What did he say?
Well,
according to that thing he wrote, he doesn't have a room.
No. What it is, apparently, is a 400-place camp, and there's lots of Winnebagos and big.
Oh.
Everybody comes there and
in their own van.
In their own outfit.
Oh.
But they have organized games, dances, and everything.